situated in the mall. You sometimes, for people tend not to even see the hotel when they're looking at the mall, but this looking, heading west on Green Street toward the mall, and again, a lot of times people are just entering that door, walking right through to get to the other side. So they're retracing the path of the streets in the mall quite a bit these days. So the third component of this site is the publicly owned parking. Currently, the city leases parking to Lincoln Square Mall on the weekdays. This picture was taken. These are the Health Alliance employees in this part of the lot. Of course, on Saturdays, this is the site of the wonderful Urbana Market at the Square, where we have thousands of visitors every weekend. The city also owns these lots just south of Illinois Street. And then just a reminder, this is the city building property here, and the city public also owns this block north of the city building. We're about to issue an RFP later this month for proposals for development on this lot again. So again, three owners on this site, but I believe the site needs to be considered as a whole as we look to the future. So that's the questions I took to the group in Indianapolis is, well, where do we start? And at this workshop, we had mayors from North Dakota, Wyoming, Iowa, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, Champaign, Illinois. Mayor Finan and I both signed up for this thing, not knowing we did until we saw our names on the list, and Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And then the resource team consisted of architects, landscape architects, some community and land use folks, a neighborhood development redevelopment specialist, and a transportation planner. And this woman right here was our transportation planner, and she was a dead ringer for Jennifer Selby. In fact, when I saw her, I thought it was Jennifer, and I kept, yeah, it was uncanny. And the whole thing was coordinated through Ball State University College of Architecture and Planning. So we, in addition to presenting our own case studies, we each of these individual resource team members gave a 40 to 45 minute presentation in their own area of expertise. So it was a great educational opportunity as well. So we had lectures on civic architecture and urban form, and it was an incredible educational opportunity as well. The landscape architects focused on creating places for people and gave lots of examples. A lot of them gave examples from their own design work and their own projects that they've done all around the country. So we got to see lots of good examples from various parts of the country. And then Jennifer, and her name was even Jennifer, but her presentation was on the secret to happy traffic engineers, which was great too. Anyway, as a result of the workshop brainstorming, and people were intrigued with this challenge, because it is, you know, it's not a simple one. Some of the things that came out of the workshop were a recommendation that any type of visioning for the site focus would include exploring connectivity between the university, Main Street, high school, middle school campus, and they honed in on Green Street, Broadway Avenue, University Avenue, and then the neighbors on either side. So when we pulled up, you know, Google Earth was a great tool during this whole thing, and they immediately could see the connections between the strategic location of this site between campus and Carl and the neighborhoods. They also suggested looking at transit connections between the university, downtown Urbana, downtown Champaign, the new OSF Presence Campus, and Carl, and encouraged us to explore ways to reactivate the street grid and the streetscape on the site, whether it's via pedestrian, like it is now, vehicular or both, but they all saw the site and they saw the potential for improving the connectivity. And I think that that has great potential here. And again, some of the key nodes, here's our site here. The connection along Green Street, especially after MCOR rebuilds it, and the north-south connection straight up here to Crystal Lake Park, and the proximity to the two hospital campuses. So these areas are what people encouraged us to think about, making sure there's great connectivity from the site. This photo actually was taken by T.J. Blakeman from Champaign. He was in an airplane photographing Champaign and happened to, I think they took a loop over Urbana, and he shot a couple, took a couple shots. And I just love it. I think it's a beautiful photo. But again, it really shows this site and how it is related to some other key areas in our downtown and in our community. And again, here's Broadway heading that way and Green Street heading that way. And just a few blocks west is the university, and a few blocks northwest is the Carl Hospital campus, which is thousands and thousands and thousands of people who could be finding their way to our downtown. They all looked at the hotel, they looked at the mall, and almost universally they said, you've got to liberate that hotel from the mall, that was the word that was used. Got to liberate it. There are people who specialize now in reinvigorating malls all over the country. It's become a specialty. So there are many examples now around the country of malls that have been repurposed, reskinned, reconfigured to meet the needs of today and the future, and they're worth taking a look at, and we'll be getting more examples. They suggested, potential mall tenants, especially for this space that's being vacated, looking at educational, research and tech, government, arts and entertainment, just a few things that were thrown out. Universally, they looked at all the parking, the 7 or 8 or 10 acres of parking, and they said, you got to fill some of that in. It's too much surface parking. So that's where they recommended adding residential, mixed-use nodes in the parking lots, and then a lot of discussion about creating a civic green, public plaza, home for market at the square, things like that. But those are just some of the ideas that were thrown out. And then we got a few sketches. These were things just drawn on the fly during the 35 or 40-minute discussion period. This was the architect, the head of the architecture department at University of Oklahoma, who actually designed the Oklahoma City Memorial site. That was, but he's also the head of the architecture department. He focused on the connectivity piece of things, and again, to Broadway Street, University, this is the future rail trail along the railroad track, and Green Street, and he's like, you've got to develop those corridors and think about the connectivity via those corridors. Architect with Ratio Architects, Tom Gallagher from Indianapolis, was busy sketching as well, and all sorts of these, I think these are housing, actually. He's adding housing here with parking inside and different ways of reconnecting things. I think one was a pedestrian pathway through and adding some green. And there's the hotel here. So this would be developing, it looks like a plaza in front of the hotel at Broadway and Green, and then civic green down the center. So anyway, these were the kinds of things that came out of the discussion. And here's one, release the hotel. It's like I came away just inspired inspired, I guess is the word. But the main takeaways is, and they the people, folks there recommended as well, is one of the first places to start is go to the community. Work with the community to help develop a vision for the entire site. You know, we can talk about individual components, but let's think about the entire site. Explore connectivity within the site between important nodes in the community, because we want people to be able to get to this location and to want to get to this location. And bottom line, make it a place where people want to be. That's what they're calling placemaking now, but that's basically it. You want it to be a place where people want to be. So that leads us to next steps, and I'll turn it over to Lori.
Thank you very much. I think what we have here is an incredible opportunity really to capture all of those comments that we do hear just organically when we're talking to people about Lincoln Square and about the whole 16-acre site. People are always willing to share that information, so let's capture it. What we're proposing here is a really in-depth, inclusive, but short and to the point public engagement process. We do need to come up with our catchier name, public engagement process, but we're working on that.
What's in your square?
Yeah, what's in your square? So really we want to reach out to as many people as possible, be they residents, business owners, employees, visitors, would-be visitors. We want to find out, why do they come? Why don't they come? What might make them come? So to do that, really trying to reach out to as many people as possible means many different platforms. So we're looking at not only in-person activities, but also a lot of online engagement, because that's often quick. Looking at reaching out to students, folks of all ages, all areas of not only Urbana, but the community as a whole. So really to try to get as much input as possible from as many different folks. I mentioned this would be, we're planning on just a short engagement, so this spring, see what we can gather this spring. There'll be a lot of activities out there that we can go to gather information so that we won't have to create our own activities necessarily for people to go to. But hoping to conclude right around in May, which is, as the mayor mentioned, in advance of when many of the employees would be vacating the space. So then after that, we'll compile everything, share everything, and then I guess just figure out what that all means. Ultimately, perhaps there could be some energy generated from this process itself that might attract developers or others that have the means to make some of this visioning happen.
One of the resource team members was David Rubin, who's a landscape architect and who's worked on, well, projects all over the country. But this was an example of one of the ways he gathered community input in advance of the project they did in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And they had people write breakup notes and love notes about the site, and got some very useful information. So there's lots of different ways to gather public input. Then, of course, they summarized it all and used that to inform planning and decisions going forward. But I think this is a great way to get people to expand the way they're thinking about this site and to gauge. Really, we need this to become a place that will serve this community for the next 50 years, the way that it has for the past 50 years. So we can breathe new life into the site, meet needs, and this is a chance for anybody with an idea, big or small. You know, it can be about what kind of, whether you want porch swings instead of benches or whether you want a water park. You know, I've heard both actually over the past year. So it's an opportunity for people who've been thinking about Lincoln Square and have lots of ideas about Lincoln Square to actually come and tell us, and we'll capture them and go from there. And that's, thank you for listening.
So. Any questions for the mayor?
Oh.
Yeah, Mary Alice.
I'm curious, in terms of your ideas on how you're going to gather information, are you going to have any kind of public meetings that you'll invite people to come in so that we can expect those announcements?
Probably all of the above is.
Okay. You know. All right.
Social media, online, in person. Maybe not putting dots on poster boards, because. But anyway, yeah.
Okay. I will add that to do this effort effectively in such a short period of time, I'm hoping that we get a lot of people that are interested in doing things like sharing the social media or attending the events or just talking to your neighbors, because I alone cannot get everybody the information, so I'm really hoping that I get some great involvement from everybody.
Thanks. Eric, did you have something?
What is the, how would you physically liberate the hotel from the mall?
Okay, I'll tell you, because I've been thinking about this a lot. And it's all theoretical at this point. Let's see. Charlie, you're too efficient. Well, it's just begging. It's just begging for at least one corner of this roof to be removed.
So you'd cut out one corner of the mall.
That's a good start, yeah. Okay. If one chose, if that was the plan to do it, yeah. Okay. And frankly, I think, we don't know what's behind it, but I think there's probably most of the facade of the hotel is still there. So that logically would be one way to go about it. And this would be a public plaza, a gathering spot. But
Okay.
I'm not an engineer. I'm just like looking at pictures from above and.
but of course the pictures of the hotel facade from long ago suggest that might be very nice.
The pieces are it's all still there. Literally, yeah. they just
walled it in.
Yeah.
Dennis,
this is very exciting. While the concept of the mall was appropriate in the 70s, it looks like the consciousness now has changed and we're ready to re-envision it. I think that's a tremendous idea. Obviously, the mall squats right on a very important access route for the city. And I know personally that I walk through the mall. I don't necessarily stop to shop at the mall. I do shop at some of the stores, but I'm constantly going through the mall to get places.
But not on a bicycle, right?
I don't have a bicycle, but I've seen the people who dance in there, and I see that I think the Great Hall, you might consider trying to save the Great Hall because it's a really great indoor space. But I don't know. I'm totally open to any kind of reconfiguration concept. If the city would be working with the mall ownership to re-envision it, do we have the funds in the TIF district to help reconfigure the mall? Is that a source of, how would we achieve some of the dreams financially over a long period of time?
Well, those questions will all have to be answered. I don't have the answers at this point.
Yeah.
Obviously, it'd be a public-private partnership on this. But I firmly believe you have to have a vision first, and then you can figure out how to make that thing a reality.
I think it's been so important for so long to have a dedicated and obvious corridor between the downtown and campus, and we have never achieved it, even though we've talked about it theoretically for years. So I really appreciate the different energy that's being presented tonight. It's a missing part of the development of downtown Urbana that could become pivotal, and if we could achieve something, and the community has actually talked about an open green space too in the downtown area. These things can revitalize the downtown, and I really appreciate the fact that you express a willingness to really consider. I mean, I can imagine opening up Green Street as a connectivity route from east to west to connect east and west Urbana in a way that it used to, and perhaps creating outside street there or public passageway, and then making the facades of the stores along the currently closed mall become storefronts and a regular street environment.
Well, see, that's the kind of ideas that we're hoping are brought forth during this whole process, and we want to, what do people love about the place? What do people want to see changed? What, you know, what do you want to do here? What do you want to see here? What do you want to be here? And that's the questions we'll be posing to the public, because this is the civic heart of our downtown and of our community, really. It can have a lot of functions.
Yep. All right, so thank you for the presentation, both of you. I think it's it's in-depth. It's encouraging to see the connectivity, all of the different things that could take place. And I look at the connectivity from Green Street and how the mall sort of stopped that connectivity. And it's only a few more blocks east before Green Street still runs it runs out either way it goes for us. So I don't know. Fine, if we can make the connectivity, I think that's great. But I don't know if the connectivity is the major issue on Green Street to connect with the other side of Green Street, if it's just trying to get us to the downtown. Oh, I'm excited about ideas of what we could put in the mall, because certainly the studies are showing that malls are dying across the country, and we talked a lot about shopping online and all that kind of different stuff. And what sort of civic or social activities and even businesses could be become more vibrant in the mall to attract people to that area? The downtown itself needs, we talk a lot about making the downtown, you know, attracting people to downtown, but downtown has to become more attractive, right? You know, mm-hmm. Making this location that attractive location, I mean, I'm certainly intrigued by making that happen and looking forward to having other input from the citizens and stuff like that. And having a vision is super important. So I look forward to participating in whatever way we can. The areas around it, the Independent Media Center, things like that, are those, as we look at this square footage or these acres, this acres, 9 acres of land, is it? I think it is. Do we think about programs that will help also beautify the facade or the maintenance of anything around it as well? Do they get included in
well, we're not that at point. You know, obviously, I guess this is public parking too, right? Yeah, I didn't include that. I think everything is, you know, anything's a possibility at this point. And once you start working on an area, I think it can be.
All right, thank you.
Anyone else? Are these slides going to be available online?
Or? Yes.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I guess Charlie can turn on. Here we go. Oh, you got it? Okay. I'll take the chair back. New business, resolution 2018-01-001R. Resolution of protest against a proposed map amendment to the Champaign County zoning map.
And I should mention that on the agenda, the resolution is actually a protest against a proposed text amendment to the Champaign County zoning ordinance, but the rest of it adequately describes what's before you today. This is one of these resolutions that staff brings to you because it is about actions that the county is taking, and you have the ability as a city council to indicate that the city should either protest or not protest that action. In this case, it is a proposed change to their zoning ordinance or their zoning regulations as they deal with home occupations. And the staff recommendation, as well as the Plan Commission recommendation, is to defeat this resolution, thereby not protesting the change that the county is proposing. So the change that the county is looking at is to allow minor auto repair as a home occupation in certain areas of the county and with certain limitations and with a special use permit. To compare that to the city's regulations, which we often do on changes that the county is doing to determine whether or not there might be an impact on the city currently allows, currently allows minor auto repairs as a home occupation if that individual gives